Police Division, Lieutenant Ingram.
Hi, this is Chad Kister. I misplaced the address, and said, let me get that check right in, because I do want those documents. I just,
Oh, Chad.
Yeah.
I thought you said Chuck. Okay.
Nope, Chad.
Yeah, the address here is 3600.
Okay.
Tremont Road, Upper Arlington,
okay.
43221.
Okay, and that's $1.10, or is that?
Yes, because I just looked at it when I...
Yeah, I was trying to find that slip of paper. I'll get it in today, so that, because
okay.
I really do want those records.
Okay, because when I left my message, I tried your cell phone and your aunt, I think your aunt or something, answered the phone. She said it's her cell phone. I don't know.
The 7 is...
But I gave...
707-4110?
Yeah. Yeah, your aunt answered the phone and said that sometimes you give her number because your phone doesn't get signal sometimes or something. I don't know.
Huh, now no one's supposed to answer that. That's my cell phone, 707-4110.
Whatever your answer machine says, that's the number I called.
Okay, yeah, the answering machine, yeah.
You say on your answer machine you can try my cell phone number at, and whatever that number is, your aunt answered the phone. She said she's at work, she works down there or something.
Huh, no one's supposed to be answering my phone. That would be pretty odd. I mean, I've got my cell phone.
I don't know, she said she was your aunt. Because she also said that address you gave me wasn't... If we mailed it to that, would you say Bessemer or something
like
that?
Yeah.
If we mail it there, you won't get it. It has to go to P.O. Box something. And I told her, well, you'll have to tell him that he's going to have to send us something when he mails in the check saying where he wants the documents mailed to, because we don't want to mail it to the wrong place.
So was this just recent?
Yeah, right after I called your answer machine.
Because I mean, someone is intercepting my phone. I mean, that's no one is supposed to be answering my phone calls. I mean, that's a serious,
Chad,
that's a
all
crime.
The lady said it was, she was your aunt.
Well, you're witnessing a crime. No one has my permission to answer any of my phone calls. My cell phone's with me. I don't have an aunt that I know of near here.
I don't know if she was near there or not. Else she could have been Columbus for all I know.
And I don't have a
PO
box.
The number, and some woman answered your phone or that phone number, saying that you know, you weren't there, but she was your aunt. So you might call that number, and I mean, I can call it again.
Yes, please, because this needs to be reported to the FBI. Would that be the FBI? You're witnessing a major crime. That's my personal cell phone.
I don't know that it would be even be a crime.
Well, yeah, I mean, someone's in
account set up.
No one is supposed to be answering my phone calls. That's my personal cell phone. I don't have any aunt that answers any phone calls whatsoever for me, or any aunt in the area that I'm aware of, down in Florida. I've got one in Florida, but none near here. But I mean, someone is maliciously intercepting my... That is weird, and that is... I mean, that's a major crime. I wonder how many other...
Why don't you call the number from your home number?
Yeah, I'll try that right now.
Sure, the same thing would happen that happened to me.
Huh, well, yeah, it should just go right into my cell phone, which I have.
Well, you didn't get a call from me, did you?
No, but I've gotten a few other calls on my cell phone. But no, I mean, there should be nobody answering my phone. That's a major crime, and someone's trying to intercept mail. I mean, interference with communication systems is an act of terrorism under the USA Patriot
Act. I don't know. I think you're blowing it out of proportion, actually, because you don't even know yet if you gave the right number. You could have given the wrong number on your answer machine. I don't know.
Well,
you need to look into it a little bit.
Yeah, I will. I will. And I've got three different phone numbers.
But I would call it, if I were you, the number that I'd listen to your answer machine.
Yeah.
Whatever number you list as your cell phone number, call that number.
Okay, yeah, 707-4110, and it's my personal cell phone.
I know, but I don't know if that's what your answer machine says.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll check on it right now. But
you see what I mean?
Yeah, I'll check on it, but I couldn't imagine that would have changed. But I'll
Mail that. You got the other information, like who to make it the attention of?
Oh, no, because I misplaced that whole slip of paper.
Okay.
I'm trying to find
it. Do you need that, too?
Yes, please. Attention.
Okay, attention, Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E.
Okay.
And the last name is Ackison. It's A-C-K-I-S-O-N, as in Nancy.
Okay.
Okay, and that way you'll get to the right person. And then based on what you're telling me, we'll just mail it to that address you provided me.
Yeah, Bessemer Ridge.
You should get it there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll work. As soon as we get that check, we'll send it out.
Thank you.
We got it ready.
Okay.
All right, Chad. Huh? Take care.
Bye. Hello, you reached Chad Kipper. You can also try me on my cell phone, 707-4110. Have a great day.
End of call.
Hi, you've reached Lieutenant Ernie Ankrum. Please leave your name and number, and I will return your call as soon as possible.
Hi, this is Chad Kister again. I would like to pursue criminal charges against my aunt for intercepting my phone calls. I'm really concerned what else has been intercepted, what other phone calls, and if they've got, if you did ask for me, unless, just like some reason you accidentally called the wrong number or something, but I'm assuming you would have mentioned my name and they would have known that, that you probably called the 740-707-4110 is my cell phone, my personal cell phone. No one has any permissions whatsoever to intercept phone calls. It's in my possession in my locked house. And so someone is intercepting my messages, and this could, the question is what else are they intercepting? And it's a major crime. Interference with communication systems is an act of terrorism under the USA Patriot Act. And again, and I'll mail that check out for the documents, but this is a much more serious issue. And my number again is 740-753-3888. Now, I do also have a Vonage phone number that I call out on, the number I'm calling on now. And I'll call it, see what it says when, to make sure that wasn't it. But as far as I know, so it sounds like someone's intercepting my phone messages or my phone calls, and that's a major crime that I want to pursue and prosecute. Thank you. Bye.